This is AgriPod, the podcast about agricultural journalism in Europe. Thousands of journalists in different countries inform their readers, listeners and viewers about the dynamic agricultural sector. How do they do their work? What are they up to? What are the bottlenecks in the different countries? What can agriculture journalists learn from each other? We speak to experts from the journalistic world. In this second edition, after Belgium, we now go to Croatia. AgriPods is a production of Dutch Roots, the international part of the Dutch Association of Agricultural Journalism. My name is Esther Snow, editor-in-chief of the Dutch agricultural weekly Nieuwe Oogst. My conversation partner is Fidran Stapik. He is a 43 years old journalist with an IT background. He is the co-founder and editor-in-chief of the website AgriClubs, Revolution of the Agricultural Sector, which exists now 15 years. A website with a lot of daily news per sector, background, reports and interviews about the agricultural sector. Fidran, welcome.
Thank you, Esther.
How do you pronounce the name of the website in your Croatian language?
In my language, we say AgriClub, but yeah. if it translated to English, it would be quite similar. AgriClub would be English. And the slogan is Revolucija poljoprivrede, which is quite obvious that is related to the agriculture and to some kind of evolution or revolution. What you prefer, you can choose.
Okay, that's interesting. And it exists now for 15 years. And how many readers you have?
Yes, we are for the 15 years now in the sector. And when we describe ourselves, we say that we have more than 50,000 visitors per day. That information is based on the Google Analytics for the last year, for the 2022. It is online, yes. We started as a web development company.
Yes.
And our project is very, I would say it is digital from the very first day as we started. So we are child of digital.
And what do you bring the agricultural revolution?
Someone can say revolution and others can say evolution. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to track changes in the sector, which is quite conservative on one side. And on the other side, we have a huge technology breakout and big consumer expectations. And of course, the nature is itself with some specific rules. So we see that agriculture is constantly changing and we would like to support it. I would say that it is changing very rapidly and maybe nowadays faster than ever. And we like to point out that successful farmer and preserved environment are the part of our mission. So when we describe ourselves, we say that we are working on the crossroads of the three sectors. The first one is farming, the second one is ICT or information technologies, and media sector. So I would say that kind of expertise we have into the AgriClub.
And how many clicks each day you have?
So if you look to the statistics, it first of all, I need to say that it depends. It depends of the season because it's not the same in the springtime when all vegetation is growing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look for the average value, we can say that we engage more than 50,000 farmers daily. And I should add that those farmers are basically first from Croatia, but we also have farmers from Serbia and from Bosnia at our web solutions. So that's why we have some kind of regional influence because we share almost the same language. When we started 15 years ago, it was like that we published only for Croatian farmers, but we saw in analogy tools that a lot of farmers are reading the same content from other countries, and then we expanded. And that number that I mentioned, about 50,000 farmers daily, we should add to that number impact that we have on social networks. So if we add that number, I would say that our daily reach is about 100,000 visitors.
And what is your business model?
Related to the income structure, I would say. It's part of the business model. The most of our income comes from the advertising. So I don't have exact figures today, but I can say approximately 85% from our income comes from advertising, and the rest is related to the national and different kind of EU projects. So as many other digital platforms today, we are trying to create income from the readers, from the visitors in the future. So it's a big process in front of us, and it's a quite big challenge to do that in the future.
Yes, I understand. What position do your websites and social media take in the Croatian landscape?
So I need to say that we have a few very decent, solid traditional agricultural media. The oldest one is a radio show that it's a part of the national broadcasting company, and it's about 75 years old. And there is also TV show which is a bit younger. It's I think more than 60 years old, and both shows are running weekly, usually every Sunday. Our farmers can listen or watch that TV or radio shows. Besides those TV and radio broadcast services, we have a really good or I can say maybe excellent specialized magazine. So there is a local name. It says Gospodarski list, but I can translate that as maybe rural economy newspaper or something like that, which is the most famous one. And the other one is Agroglas, which is some kind of voice of farmers or something like that in English, which is published I think twice per month. So we have those TV and we have radio and we have magazines, and besides them there is us at digital Agro Club, and we consider ourselves as some kind of pioneers of digital publishing for farmers in the region, because we started 15 years ago. So it's quite a lot in a digital world.
So Agro Club is quite young, instead of the other.
from the other side, if you look at the whole sector of digital, is quite young. So we are veterans of the digital, but still quite young. We can say that we are teenagers right now.
Yes. For me, it's an eye-opener that social media and websites have such a remarkable position in the Croatia media. Why is that, and what do you expect from the future?
The main reason for our, we can say, success in a global technology development and expansion, which resulted in a changed habits of consumers. Nowadays, people spend more time on the internet than in front of other media, so that created the potential platform. I would say that whole potential in any market activity is in the habits of people. For example, I saw that information a few days ago that average time spent daily on a mobile phone, if we do not count talking on the phone, has increased up to 4.5 hours of time each day. So, for example, when we started 15 years ago, we had zero visits from mobile phones because people didn't use mobile phones for surfing the internet. But nowadays, 80% of our visitors use mobile phones to get some information, and that is a huge potential that we are trying to use to inform farmers. So I think that we all in digital should give a massive credit to Steve Jobs and other guys for this situation that we have today.
Yes, and the rules of conduct are often floated on social media. It adds to confusion Does it also affect agricultural items?
Yes, of course. Maybe even more than some other sectors. First of all, we recognize the potential of social networks as a great opportunity for dissemination of our content. And there is more than that. With time, those social media become more and more regulated, and it's become quite complicated, actually, for doing business today. Moreover, we have a situation in which our posts are rejected, for example, because they contain knife, which is cutting prosciutto, or images like that, which maybe can be disturbing for someone, but I don't know those guys who have problems with that. Also, we saw an issues with, for example, images from the meat production facilities, which are quite often in our jobs, and we cannot publish them because of those very special policies, which are determined to do violence and things like that. So on the internet, we are witnessing the transformation from the absolute freedom that we had maybe 15 or 20 years ago to this day, to the big regulation which we have in all societies. So I would say that the free internet is our past, and nowadays we live in a new era of today, the age of disruption and regulation. If we discuss farmers' emotions today, are they happy or not? We can say that we have a few other sectors in Croatia with very good results and positive vibes on one side, and on the other hand, we have regions and industries which are not so successful. So depends on who you ask. If you ask our government, they will tell you that Croatian farmers is the happy farmer, and if you ask farmers, you will get quite different answers.
Croatia counts 130,000 farmers. Are they also happy about the way of farming and how they can farm in Croatia?
It depends of the position that you look for. So we have, I don't know, for example, meat and milk production, which is not in a good shape today. But on the other side, we can find a very nice examples of farming into the sectors of the fruit production, maybe on the, especially on the Adriatic coast. And I would say that we also have a very good winemaking industry. We are making a good steps in a way of rural tourism. So it depends which sector do you want to examine.
Okay. Croatia is now for 10 years official member with open borders. What did it bring you to your country, and especially to the agricultural sector? Because I read your column, and you wrote in one of them, you describe some darkness in those 10 years.
First of all, I would disagree with that dark, because that article was written on a 10th anniversary, and as I see, it is a kind of realistic point of view. But let me try to explain. First of all, Croatia wanted to become a part of EU, and when we become a member, and because we see ourselves as a part of Europe, so we done a lot things on that way, and we need to make more in the future and in the past for those food producers and rural areas. So that's why, because that is something, because we have issues. We had a lot of immigration processes in the first few years, and I was writing about that processes that we got as a consequence. I don't know, are you familiar with those numbers, but we have lost 20% of our inhabitants in 3 decades since we started our independence. So
that makes it dark. Yes, of course.
Yes, it's something that cannot be much brighter if you write about them. And a lot of people, especially from the rural area, left our country because they didn't have decent income. I need to say that joining to the EU is very positive for Croatia as a country, and it's positive for me and for my family. But we can see also some negative aspects, especially negative in agriculture, because the farming sector was not ready. We didn't prepare it properly, and we didn't finish the transformation processes that we started years ago. And suddenly we got very, very competitive European competitors on our market, and that was a big shock for the sector of agriculture.
And there are mainly small farms with an average of 11 hectares, mostly arable farming, vegetables and fruits, but also animals, bees and grapes. How can they compete with the farmers in the rest of the European Union?
That is a big question. And a big discussion in Croatia these days. And that is one of the reasons why addresses critics to our government. Because you need to know that we had a war a few decades before. We had another organization of economy and society in general. Just three decades shows that we are quite young democracy. So while the rest of the Europe was progressing and developing in the 1990s, we had to fight for the freedom. Mm-hmm. So we will probably see the similar situation in Ukraine after the war. To try to answer your question, in some areas we have a good potential. We create farmers' income from, for example, tourist sector. And they sell wine, olive oil, fruits, vegetables, and other products to the tourists. They are offering bed and breakfast concepts for those guys who are visiting Croatia. But on the other side, there is a relatively huge area with many small farmers, as you already described, with no alternative income. Mm-hmm. And that's something that our administration is dealing with. We are looking to the question how to create the better income and to have those farmers in a rural areas, not to move to the big cities or to the rest of the Europe.
And do you have a role in that?
I would say that our role is crucial. We used to say that in the era of such a rapid change, the quality information is vital to the success. So it's a question, how can we make a good decision if we don't have decent information? So that's why I would say that we are taking our role seriously.
And the main news now in your country is the African swine fever. How do you and the other agricultural media cover that?
Yes, you are absolutely right. It is main news about the African swine fever in Croatia. We can say that it's a big challenge, not only for the farmers, but also for us as a media. There is a lot of new information, new regulation. There is farmers who are protest about the measures. There are thousands of healthy pigs which are killed as a precautionary measure. We also could see some fake news on this topic. So it's a very turbulent time for us in the media sector.
Hmm. And Fidran, just for my information, how does your country prevent this ever dangerous disease will spread over Europe, for instance, by touristic or logistic?
I think that every pig farmer in Croatia would reply to your question that our government is doing more to protect other European countries than them itself. So that's why nowadays they are fighting for the bit softer measures. And I don't know how many or do other countries have information what's happening here, but we noted that because of this disease, on more than 1,000 farms in the last 4 months, we need to authorize 26,000 pigs, and we also had to kill the some healthy pigs also mm-hmm. because of the precautions measures. So mm-hmm. that is, I would say, extensive trauma for especially for the small farmers mm-hmm. because a pig is not only the income or money on a bill. It's also part of identity of some rural areas, and that's something that hurts farmers a lot.
And if you look at the general media in Croatia, how do they cover agricultural items? Do they know what they are talking about?
Most of those big media companies, which are oriented to the mainstream, have one or two journalists who are specialized in mm-hmm. farmer sector. Quite often, especially in this crisis situations like we have today, they call us to comment, to give some better view on a specific subject. So I would say that most of them are doing a good job in these circumstances.
And how operates agricultural media?
I think that it is essential to understand that we are a very small country. We have less than 4 million inhabitants.
But is it mainly professional information that they give, or are they also give the fully information about what's going on socially in the society about agricultural farming? Or is it mainly focused on the consequences for the farmers and the horticulturists?
I would say that because we are a small country, we have the small agri sector, which is really, really small. We have about 1.2 million hectares and quite low productivity if we compare ourselves to other European countries. So the agricultural journalism reflects that situation, what we have on a field. We are the small publishers, and also we have an association of journalists, which are also quite small. We have less than 20 members. So we would, all of us would like to be more specialized and give higher quality information. But it is always a question of the sustainability of journalism, because it's a question, if we go to the details, if we need to have more journalists, to have a higher expertise, it's a question who is going to pay for that. So we as a privately held company, it are dealing with the same question as we started. We are expanding our expertise. We are, I'm sure, providing better service than we did 5 years ago, but we can become even better than today.
Okay, and how many journalists are writing for your platform?
First, we need to say that we have 14 employees in AgroClub.
Okay.
But we have a network of freelance journalists, which varies, I think, today on maybe 40 or 45 names on the list who publish through AgroClub. So it is quite big network for small countries like Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia.
Yeah. And what are the most important bottlenecks for your encounter as a professional agriculture journalist?
I would say that the biggest challenge for us in a digital world today is in financing structure. So far, the farmers does not pay for the content. So we are struggling to have a decent income and still stay objective. Everything is free for the mm-hmm. end user, for the farmers. Mm-hmm. We started that way. Nowadays we see that concept is ready to be upgraded or a bit changed. I think that we have a technology related issue, because we need to adopt the new channels and the formats, because the digital is moving so fast and change a lot, and some models that we use today or in the past will not be efficient tomorrow. So especially that kind of issue we have if we try to target the younger audience, because they are asking us to publish to some other platforms to change the way how we publishing, and that's why we are trying to find today the most optimal way how to reach that audience. We have production of the information on one side, and we have audience on the other side. So because of that big change in technology, we are trying to optimize our communication to the sector.
Okay. And are your agricultural journalists sitting on the lap of the agricultural sector, or are they totally independent?
I would say that we cannot discuss independency because we can discuss it, of course, but we are not independent because of the structure of our income.
Yes.
I already mentioned that 85% of our budget mm-hmm. comes from the advertising business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we need to consider when we discuss independency. But I can say that we are more independent than we were maybe 10 years ago. Or I can also say that we are working a lot to have a better environment for journalists. And I'm sure that we will have a better situation in the future. So I think that more and more independent as we wish today, maybe in the next 5 or 10 years.
And if you have to give a point between 1 and 10, what would your score be for the Croatian agricultural journalists?
This is the hardest question that I could go to. I don't know what to say. Maybe 7. I would say that we are quite good today, but there is a lot of space for improvement. So I think that 7. It's quite nice. In it can be our lucky number.
What kind of improvements you suggest?
From one side, the first thing that we want to change is the financing structure. When we have farmers as a part of income, in that case, our publishing job would be better, and we will get more better fundaments to create the even better content that we do today. So I believe that it's a key in a finance to be more adequate to have to go into the more details of the agriculture, to be more specialized, to have maybe some very specialized journalists. That is something that maybe it's not easy to understand from the Western Europe, because we see a lot of colleagues who are writing maybe about just for pig meat or just for cheeses, and we don't have such a specialized journalism still in Croatia. We need to develop it. So that is something that I try to explain when I took the term space for the improvement.
Okay, that's clear. Freedom of press is basic for journalism. In the past, the press was controlled by the government in former Yugoslavia. How is the situation now in Croatia? Is there still influence of politician?
I would say that it is not big as it was. As you mentioned, Croatia, we have a different economy, different society organization, and everything was more related to the politics than it is today. Nowadays we are in third or fourth decade of our democracy, so we put things on a different way. We can say that mainstream media are somehow related to the political parties. Not 100%, but there is some influence on both political parties in the mainstream media. In a specialized media like we are, we don't see that influence. There is also problems with especially with the local press, which are directly connected to the budgets of some municipality, and that is something related to the money from the which is related to the politics.
And what about the influence of advertisers?
It is here, obviously. Also, I think it is not so significant on our daily work, because we have a lot of media. And as I mentioned before, in the digital, we are working to engage readers to the income structure. So I think that that kind of influence that we have today will be lower in the future. So if until we do not change our structure of income, we will have that kind of influence. But it is something that we successfully deal with, I would say.
Okay, final question. What can agricultural journalism in other European countries learn from their Croatian colleagues?
I can say that, of course, we can all learn from each other. I don't know, maybe we can teach you how to be multi-practice journalist. We have a very common situation of, how you say it, one-man band or like that, where you have in one person and photographer and journalist and maybe editor and some kind of expert for dissemination of social networks. So because we are lacking of specialized journalists, we have a lot of people who are doing everything. I'm not sure about other colleagues, but I need to say that we did much in a digital. I would point out that the technical issue of our group.
Okay, thank you so much, Fidran Stapik, young journalist with an IT background and co-founder and editor-in-chief of the agricultural Croatian website AgroClubs Revolution. This was the second edition of AgriPods. For the next one, we have a guest from a complete different country, Switzerland.